Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 169. You'll notice we're in the dark. That's because it's late on Sunday evening, and I'm recording this because I've got a very busy week ahead, recording this on Sunday night, because next Saturday, my daughter's getting married, and that's very exciting. But it also means it's going to be a manic week, so a quick, short, late night Sunday recording for Tuesday Teaching Tips this week. And we're going to talk briefly about something that happened today and the lesson that I taught for the Watford Church of Christ. And that's about the significance of asking a good question. That's a good question. So what we did in Watford this morning was I taught from Romans chapter 15 about Abba Father. We cry Abba Father, Romans 8:15. And just those two words were our 2 points. What does it mean that we have a relationship with God as Abba? And what does it mean that we have a relationship with God as Father? And how does that affect our prayer life? Because the context of how the Spirit connects and makes a difference with our prayer life. Now, and through him, we cry Abba Father. Last week, we talked about we cry. This week, Abba Father. And as part of it, I had these 2 points of Abba and Father. And I asked a similar question in each point, which you can watch online or listen to the podcast version, a question along the lines of what does Abba mean to you? What does it mean that Abba, what difference does it make to your prayer life that you can talk to God as Abba, that he is our Abba? And what difference does it make when we got to the point about Father, that he is your Father? What does it mean to you that he's your Father? And what I realized as I was asking the questions is I'd been lazy in forming the questions in a way that'd be most useful, because I got quite a lot of blank looks. I got good engagement with each point. As I was talking about Abba, people were attentive, taking it in, engaging with it. And we even had some other interaction around that. And the same thing with the point about Father, God as Father. People were engaged. They found it interesting, useful, I think. But as I asked the question, neither question was a well-formed question. And there were some blank looks because it was too general. I just felt, I suppose, in the preparation that this would naturally lead to an easy question to ask, and I hadn't thought about it enough. I think these interactive parts of our lessons are so important. When we come to an interactive point, if it's appropriate for the lesson, then we need to have really good questions. On this equation, my questions were too vague, too general, too bland. What does it mean to you that God is Father or that God is Abba, rather than something more meaningful as a question? So 3 thoughts that occurred to me this evening that would have made my questions better today, and perhaps they'll help you. So the first is to make sure you don't ask a yes or no question, a closed question. Open questions are much better. I didn't ask a yes or no question today, but I just put it out there because it's one of the most important things that we do. It's not helpful to ask, is it this or is it that? And you just get a simple answer back, unless you really want that. But if you want to stimulate discussion, that's not how to do that. Yes and no will not start discussion. So the first thing is to avoid that. The second thing is that helps good discussion starters questions is to help people to use their imagination. So what I might have done is I might have taught my point about God as Father or parts of it, and then said, now imagine. Imagine you're sitting down with your Father and you want to have a really deep talk with him. You want to have a really good connection with him. Just imagine that's what you want. What might you say to him? What might you want him to say to you? Okay, think about that. Now, can you do that with God? If you could, what would it take? What would it take for you to have that kind of conversation with God? What are the barriers between you and God having that kind of intimate, close, deep, vulnerable conversation with God as Father? So asking people to use their imagination, that's the second way to get into good questions. And a third is to ask a when question for people to think back to the past. When has Abba Father meant something to you? When have you in the past, and my point about Abba Father was we need the Abba, we need our Dada more than we need his answers. We just need to be held. And the image there is of a small child being held by a father, and that small child just reaching for the father's face because they want to turn the father's face towards them so that they can connect face to face. And so it's about wanting our Father for who he is, not for what he would give us. It's that almost inexpressible kind of connection we want with our Abba Father. So when have you had that kind of connection with God in the past? What was going on? What was happening when that you had that? What was it? Good? Was it difficult? Was it easy? Was it hard? Was it a time of joy? Was it a time of pain? Think back to when you had that kind of desire for God's face. What did it feel like? What was happening? Now I'm asking questions that people perhaps can dig into their memories and draw out and share, and we can learn from each other's experiences. So a when question can be useful. So those are three questions or approaches to questions that come to my mind this evening. The first is to avoid the yes or no answers, the closed questions. The second is to ask people to use their imagination and build a question around that. And the third is to ask the when question. When has this been real for you? When has this been your experience? What did you learn from it? And then get some more sharing from that. So there are lots more questions and lots more principles, but it's late Sunday night, and three things we'll have to do for this evening, and I hope that's useful for you. So are you using questions in your lessons? Are you expecting interaction? Do you have some type of discussion sermons like we had today? We were having a house church. We sat in a circle. We had a discussion kind of lesson. It was actually brilliant. I really enjoyed it. I think we got a lot out of it. Are you using questions, and what kind of questions, and how are you framing your questions to get people to interact and to really engage with the material you're getting across? I'd love to know. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it in public so that we can all learn from each other, which we need to do and love to do. If you have a friend who might like this recording, then send them the link. If you're watching the video, hit the notification bell, the subscribe button. If you're listening to the podcast, then please consider leaving a review. I'd really be grateful for that. And I hope until the next time that you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.